I think they were struggling against Sri Lanka as well. Thing is, a lot of young players and not experienced much as because before, I think mainly because they're not playing in the home and not they are developing a lot of young cricketers. So that's why I think they are struggling. So when you come to the standard, it takes some time to learn in the standard. So that's why a little bit struggling. No, not really, because I have played a lot of matches here. We know the wicketer so much. So we thought it's good to bat first. And later on, it might turn a little bit more. So we have two spinners as well, as Australians have two spinners as well. That helped us because 250-60 was a good total because wicket was slowing down and spinning a bit. And Misbah thought because ball was start turning and then captain decided to, what Steve Smith said, the captain decided to put a leg slip. It happened. So sometimes these things happen. See, I've been working with especially Lyon and other bowlers in Sri Lanka as well. They came for 4 days and we set some things, goals and how to achieve that. So they've been working very hard. When I came, they were doing those things. So we're not working about not but action much, but how fast you bowl, how different deliveries you try to bowl. Those are the things we talked about them. And the pace of the wicket depends on Australian wickets, different phase. And if you're playing in Sharjah, different. If you're playing in Sri Lanka, so it varies everywhere you bowl. So that kind of advice I've been giving to them. Yeah, definitely, because Nathan Lyon has been performing well. Even in Zimbabwe, he did well. And today you see that his performance very good. And Maxwell also doing well. The law is set by a long time ago, because they say 15 degrees. If the law is said that any bowler is suspect, umpires can't call them, but they can say suspect, and they have to go for a reviewing test.
You like this this move by ICC? You think are they trying to cleanse the game? A lot of people are thinking.
No, because the thing is, this law was there already when I was playing also. So you have to go and test and see. If you come under 15, you're legal. If you go over, you have to work in your action. That's the basic it. That's up to any other people to judge. For me, I can't judge. Law is there because I also came same problems. So I also went for testing and my one came lower than that.
Very quickly, Ajmal at 38, you think can he improve his action? He's 36, 37 and has bowled like 5,000, 50,000 overs in different forms of the game. Do you think can he really, in your opinion, improve his action? Perhaps?
Definitely, if he works on 2-3 months, he can work. He's working with Saklain, I heard. So hopefully Saklain will give good tips to him. And he can work down because it's the impossible. Nothing is impossible in life. Though every bowler bowls, because they bowl decently. Because if you say two spinners, Afridi and Sulk Babar, bowl really well. And the fast bowlers also. So they stay restricted us about, I was thinking about we get about 300. But they restricted to 260, good total. But wickets played well and we bowl well also. So we put us, because they were good partnership building number 3 and the opening one. Then they took 2 wickets and the Australian, we got into the game and then we closed it. So that's what happened. So 260 was not a big total, but it's a defendable total. Yeah, definitely, because my role is there to look after, because it's a short period, not for a long period. I've taken this assignment for about 15 days and my duty is to do is just whatever way can help the bowlers plus the batsmen, how to play spin and everything. So whatever way I know, I'm going to tell them. So nothing wrong with that because I am there to help them. That's all.
And how much of a role do you think the spinners will play in the World Cup in Australia?
Definitely spinners will play a good role because always spinners has to play a big role because then the side gets stronger. If you fast bowlers only bowling, it's like one way, probably because batsmen will get used to it. So you have to slow the ball as well, spinners come into play. So I think in World Cup, because you're playing in New Zealand, Australia, it doesn't differ because you have to bowl 50 overs and middle part, the spinners has to bowl some overs. So definitely I have a chance because wickets also different venue to venue, it changes. Like if you go to Sydney, spinners will come into play like that. So spinners will play a big part as well. See, because I signed 3 years with Calcutta state team, and I'm doing about 30 days of work in a year. And this is one came through. So I didn't go to West Indies. I was supposed to play in the Caribbean League. So I gave it up. And then I told Big Bash also I'm not coming. Then IPL also I advised them I'm not going to be available. So my future plans are just to help spinners all around the world and see how can I help them. And that's the role I'm going to play. I have tested about so many times. My Dusra is of 10.4. So I have bowled it and showed it. So it could do, because it depends on the bowler how they do. And if you ask Saklain will say the same thing. So that means somebody bowls beyond the limits. I can't tell about that. But I can prove that I can bowl. See, this thing, life is all about moving forward. Not thinking about backwards and say, he has done me, then I'm going to ask to him. So forget and forgive and go away. That's the way it is. Because my life, what happened is, so they suspected. So I have to prove myself. I'm innocent. I proved myself all 20 years. So they accepted. So that means some bad things happen. That means you can't be keeping vengeance in your heart and just keep on going on that. So forget and forgive and go on. I think I like this present system, because when umpire thinks from his human eye point of view that somebody is suspect, he says suspect, and that is not the verdict. That is not the last verdict. You have to give the bowler as a chance to prove himself innocent. So he gets a chance to prove, go to testing and see, prove yourself. That is fair enough, because earlier you didn't have a chance like that. So that is unfair, because you are talking about a player's career, livelihood and everything. So you have. So if someone murders and he get a chance to go in the court, prove innocent. Or if he not innocent. So if like that, bowlers also has to have to prove themselves. So that's opportunities there. So I think right way to go.